This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, at any time you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, you can also check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth once again. Bradley Dean 1 double E, Bradley Dean 1. Again, that phone number if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you're a first-time listener, yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, did you know that right is right even if everyone is against it? And wrong is wrong even if everyone is for it? Let me say that again. It was William Penn that rightly stated that. Right is right even if everyone is against it. And wrong is wrong even if everyone is for it. Okay, you can't change truth. That's like asking God to change his moral government because we don't like the way things are. But that's what the American people are doing in this country, is it not? So in saying that, friends, I also wanted to let you know, before I get going on the show, we'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people and the American public believe is completely false. Here, let me say that again. I want to say it one more time, because, again, you need to keep in mind that this is the CIA director, William Casey, who worked alongside of Ronald Reagan. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." See, it's true when we go back to Scripture and we can see in Luke 6, it says, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets." Isn't it interesting how people love false prophets? They love people that will tell them a lie to pacify their deceptions. Why? I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me. And see, the problem with all of this, friends, is that when you forsake the law, going back to good government, God's government, and telling the truth, and being an ambassador of that truth, it's interesting where the law ends, tyranny begins. And yet Scripture tells us in counter to that, in Proverbs 28, it also tells us that they that forsake the law, God's government, and God himself, well, they praise the wicked. That's what they do. They praise the wicked. Now, folks, what we're going to be doing today is I'm going to read some feedback concerning my last article because people are too spineless. They're a bunch of capitulators. And again, what they do is they actually prove the point. They'll go ahead and throw rocks at my house, but you need to understand something. Don't think that you live in a glass house, because if you're going to throw some rocks, we're going to contend. And I want people to hear what you want done in private. I want people to hear your comments concerning what we've been talking about over the last couple days. It's that important. And I also wanted to let you know too, friends, when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. I'm saying a lot, but I'm saying the same thing. John Calvin, love him or hate him, said, when God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers. Do we have wicked rulers in this country today, friends? And let me ask you another question to that. If we have wicked rulers today, then I have a question for you, America. Is this what our founding forefathers bestowed upon us? Is this what they gave us, that what you're about to bestow upon your posterity? It's the exact opposite, isn't it? Because our forefathers over 240 years threw off tyranny. They said resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And for some reason or another, the American people just don't want to hear the truth. They want their compromise. They want the little leaven in the lump because, after all, they're all sinners saved by grace. So to give them truth actually means those that attempt to justify themselves, it's really what it comes down to, friends. Let's put rubber to the road here, okay? Really what it comes down to, it's an attempt to justify themselves every step of the way. And we're going to call it for what it is in just a couple moments. We're going to go back to American chameleons clinging to Trump and any other candidate that's been given unto you as an option. We got about nine long comments just over the last couple hours here. Interesting. They've taken time, and it shows you what they're angry about. And just as I said, friends, you're going to see what they're angry about. They're angry at me for telling them what they're guilty of. Has nothing to do with Donald Trump. They're hiding behind Donald Trump. As I said yesterday, it's not so much Donald Trump they have a problem with. The problem that they have is that I'm exposing them, and their willingness to serve a Donald Trump shows you that they're slaves to their own sin, and they want everybody to be slaves to their sin as well. Wow, that's a lot, isn't it? Hey, folks, you have 30 minutes to explain to you, the founding fathers, what's become of America. I want you to picture this. You're going to be meeting with George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin. And what they want to know is, what has happened to America? I want you to think about this during the break. What will you say to George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin? And let me ask you furthermore, who are you going to blame for what has taken place in this country? Folks, it's called taking responsibility. And until we take responsibility, nothing is going to change. Until we deal with the corruption within ourselves as we fall at the feet of Christ crucified and put our faith and trust in Him through godly repentance worked in us by the Holy Ghost, Acts 20, verse 21, nothing's going to change, because we can't change. We can't take the mote out of our brother's eye until the speck out of our brother's eye until we first take the mote out of our own. But now, going back, you're going to be meeting with George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, and Ben Franklin's going to be there as well. Again, they want to know what has happened to America. I want to know, what is it that you're going to say? This meeting will determine for our founding forefathers if what they sacrificed at so great a cost and gave their lives in service of was worth it. They want to know if the posterity that they entrusted their beloved country, that would be you, to had taken up the task with honor as the preservation of our freedoms as a nation, our morals, principles, and the Christian values that this country was founded upon over 240 years ago. Okay? So these are the things that you're going to have to answer for. And I want you to think about it before you just blurt something out of your mouth. Because out of the abundance of the heart, obviously, the mouth speaketh. You're going to have to explain to them how this nation was not the same country that they gave us, to be honest. Because it's not the same country that was given unto us. And so, therefore, I want to lay back to you. And this is where people get mad at those that point the finger. It's called the prophetic ministry. You're the man, you're the woman. Who's to blame for what you now have a responsibility to drop off to your posterity? Because, America, it's not what your forefathers gave to you. So who is it that needs to take responsibility? Be right back.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said, "The ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children." We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, you know how I had shared with you sometime back Mr. Khan, and a Khan he is, the dad of the fallen Muslim soldier, his speech at the DNC, how the Democratic National Convention and all those bought and paid for seaters, as you can see their ad, if you'd like to see the ad over at Sons of Liberty Media, they were bought and paid for. The Bernie Sanders people rejected, and then later on they found out that Bernie Sanders was actually there to endorse the likes of Hillary Clinton because they made a deal behind closed doors. Oh, by the way, friends, this is a fact. You remember who I'm talking about, right, Mr. Khan? I want to play a piece for you really quick because this, again, after 15 years, is another one of those I told you so's. It would do you well, America, to listen to the Word of God and what he has to say to the church when he says it rather than after the fact, America. Why? Because prevention is better than cure. This is Mr. Khan at the DNC. I do want to say this. I told you so. Listen carefully.
A fallen army captain gained overnight fame after speaking at the DNC last week where he denounced Trump's immigration policy.
One America's Ivania Beltran takes a deeper look into the man and breaks down the ties he has to the Saudi government and the Clintons.
At first glance, the Khans, who caught national attention after their speech at the DNC, seem like an average Gold Star family. But that couldn't be further from the truth. In what appears to be an effort by Hillary Clinton to sway minority voters, Kasir Khan was chosen to speak because his son was killed while serving in Iraq in 2004. However, Khan barely mentioned his son and instead spent most of his time criticizing Trump.
Donald Trump, you're asking Americans to trust you with their future. Let me ask you, have you even read the United States Constitution?
Remember, they're paid seaters, friends. They're paid to be there.
I will gladly lend you my copy.
That's Khan criticizing Trump's alleged anti-immigration policy, but Khan is far from an average immigrant, as he has deep ties to the government of Saudi Arabia, Muslim immigration, and even the Clintons themselves. His law firm, K.M. Khan Law Office, specializes in visa programs accused of selling U.S. citizenships. According to the firm's website, he works to help clients with the E2 and ED5 programs that let overseas investors buy into U.S. companies and also provides green cards for family members. The ED5 program is marred in controversy as it is said to be one of the most abused visa categories and is a legal loophole allowing immigrants to buy their way into the U.S.
Wow.
Khan also previously worked for Hogan Lobel's LLP, a D.C.-based law firm representing the government of Saudi Arabia in the U.S., and is also in charge of doing the Clintons' taxes.
Wow.
One American News also took a deeper look into Khan and found his history of promoting Sharia law in the U.S., as described in the Journal of Contemporary Issues in Muslim Law, which he co-wrote. And although in the journal he admits the Quran is a book of religious guidance and not an easy reference for legal studies, he declared, quote, "To Muslims, the Quran, being the very word of God, is the absolute authority from which springs the very conception of legality and every legal obligation." But it doesn't stop there. The publication also sheds some light on Khan's connection to the Muslim Brotherhood, as he cites Saeed Ramadan, a prominent member of the radical group.
Wow.
Donald Trump has denounced Khan's comments as well as his recent round of interviews, accusing Khan of trying to drive away attention from the main problem, which is radical Islamic terrorism.
There you go. I told you so a long time ago. But folks, who do you think that the Clintons are going to have up there? And it should show you their strong ties, folks, to the Muslim Brotherhood. Okay. This is the guy that did taxes for the Clintons? This is the guy that's been exposed for having connections to the Muslim Brotherhood? Strong Saudi Arabia ties up there playing the victim, friends, when in fact he's attacking you and your country? You know, the question is did he have a son that was killed in Iraq? That's the real question the American people should be asking. And furthermore, America should be talking once again because they want to play the little political game, which they're caught up into, circular reasoning. They want to keep chasing their tail because they don't want to listen to anybody that tells them exactly what they don't want to hear. If you loved your God and you loved your people and you loved your country, you would think that you would want to hear the truth. You would want to stop this cycle of the games that are being played in the establishment, the corrupt system from the very top to the very bottom. But nope, we don't want to be called out for who we are because our kids are looking at us right now. And if we don't keep playing the game like everybody else is doing, then I'll tell you what, everybody's going to look at me and they're going to ostracize me. They're going to look at me like I'm the bad guy. No, in fact, the younger generation will look at you as the one that loves them enough to tell the truth and loves your God and your country enough to stop the cycle. Again, read Judges 6 when you get a moment. The first thing God told Gideon was to tear down his father's altars. And then guess what happened? When those altars were destroyed, all of a sudden the enemy, the special interest group, the Midianites, the oppressors, the people they were having problems with in the first place, were exposed because no longer could they use the little political minions to do their biddings for them any longer. So now the special interests, all of a sudden, they had to do their own fighting for them, and now the war was on. That's exactly what I'm telling the American people. It's exactly what I'm telling you, America. It's to tear down the corrupt establishment system lawfully because they don't have the law on their side. How many times does Hillary Clinton need to be exposed? How many times do these politicians in the cycle that they play in, as you're the ones that are being pushed about on the game board, how many times do they have to be called out for their crimes before you take responsibility and actually deal with them? But no, we don't want that. We'll blame somebody else. We'll blame the corrupt politicians what 318.9 million people tolerate. That's what we'll do. And really what we'll do is we'll just come down and say, you know what, we want someone else to fix our problems for us. When in fact, God is looking at you individually to answer for yourselves. And you will either here in this life, or you're going to wait until you get there when it's going to be too late. Hey, this rings in my ears right now, friends. It was actually Martin Luther, the great reformer of the 1500s. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for that guy, we wouldn't have the religious liberties that we have today. But how many people were opposed to his message, and yet now we rejoice. We rejoice over Martin Luther because of the religious freedoms that we have. But I'll tell you what, back in the day, how many people wanted to take him out? See, that is the prophetic gifting, friends. That is the prophetic gifting. But he's the one that said, listen carefully, those that long to be freed from their sin, those that long to be found in Christ as we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof, as we long to be found in Him, that's the man that's ready for judgment. But in America, I'll tell you what, they are doing just the exact opposite. I want to go back to the point that I was bringing up during the first segment. You have 30 minutes to explain to the founding fathers what's become of America. And I want you to look at a picture of your family, your wife, and your kids as well, while I'm laying this to your candor. Again, you're going to be meeting with George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Benjamin Franklin. They want to know what has happened to America. Oh, and by the way, don't interject your stupidities, some of you, by saying, well, you know, I heard this, that, and the other thing. No. Wait a second. Again, you know what kind of seed a farmer plants in the springtime by the harvest in the fall time, okay? There is no question as to who we are. Therefore, there is no question as to who our forefathers were because of the harvest of 78% that profess to be Christians today in this country. Now, going back, this meeting will determine for our forefathers, our founding fathers, what they sacrificed at so great a cost and gave their lives in the service of. Was it worth it? They want to know, was it worth it? They want to know if the posterity, which would be us, that they entrusted their beloved country, that they had taken up the task with honor as to the preservation of our freedoms as our nation, our morals, principles, and the Christian values that this Christian country was founded upon over 240 years ago. I want you to think about that. Okay, you would have to explain to them how 3,700 babies a day are murdered in the womb every day by their own mothers with the approval of all those who stand by and do nothing. Okay, you'd have to explain how men now marry men and women now marry women because the government sanctioned it. In other words, the American people tolerated it, so they sanctioned it. They're accomplice in the crimes towards God. Now they're advocating through inadvertently or advertently what God condemns. Okay, you'd have to explain to them homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. You'd have to explain to them how you've tolerated a criminal administration to attack children, to appoint predators in the public schools and in bathrooms across the country. You're going to have to explain to them all of this because it's your bad, America. It's not our forefathers. But it's our forefathers, again, that want to know what has become of America and who's responsible. You're going to have to explain to them how blasphemy, fornication, sex before marriage, 1 Corinthians 6:9, lewdness are commonplace in our society as a whole. And despite all of this, the pulpits in America, for the most part, remain silent, and the church has become a reproach to the nation. See Jeremiah 23 and Matthew 23. See, folks, this is what you're going to have to explain to our founding forefathers during your 30-minute meeting with them. What are you going to say? And furthermore, who are you going to blame? We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back again, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to take Tom in just a moment here. Let me finish this up, Tom, and I'll pull you up out of Baltimore there, Debra. You have 30 minutes to explain to our founding forefathers what has become of America. Well, folks, you're going to have to tell them, and you're going to have to explain to them how blasphemy, fornication, sex outside of marriage, 1 Corinthians 6:9, lewdness are commonplace in our society as a whole. And despite all this, the pulpits in America, for the most part, remain silent, and the church has become a reproach to the nation. You're going to have to tell them that drinking, gambling, lying, stealing, and doing whatever you want to do, as long as it feels good, have become the status quo instead of a love for God, country, your fellow man, and doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, Luke 6:31. You're going to have to convey to them that the American people, for the most part, have stood down, tolerated, and even enabled a tyrannical president and his administration, which are willingly and knowingly destroying America. This is what you're going to have to tell your forefathers. You're going to have to bring them up to speed as to why the American people have tolerated the criminal administration to remain without consequence to the numerous laws in which they have violated. These issues, of course, include such as Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the IRS scandal, and much, much more. You're going to even have to explain to them how that now the government has their hooks into nearly every portion of your lives, even to the point where if you want to fish in your own lake outside your own back door, build a fire outside your front door, or even own a gun, which is your right, Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights, protected by the Second Amendment, you now have to ask and receive government permission by getting a permit. You're asking criminals for the most part. What do you think after telling them all of this would be the look on their faces? What do you think their response is going to be? Do you think it's going to be sadness, disbelief, shame? I mean, would George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin experience deep sorrow in their hearts that they sacrificed so much for absolutely nothing but a bunch of people that make excuses as to why we're in trouble, having the audacity to point their finger at a few in government that have corrupted the rest of us? Just asking. Just want to know. I mean, was this the posterity that they fought so much for? A cowardly bunch of immoral men and women who stood down to tyranny, fell to immorality, and let the government control every angle of their lives? I mean, what do you think they would be thinking after they heard all of this? I mean, I can only personally imagine. I mean, the disgrace the American people have brought upon the sacrifice of her forefathers because of her immorality and unwillingness to fight the same battles that they did. No, let someone else do them. After bringing our founding forefathers this news, the only thing a reasonable person could do would be to bow their head in shame. But are the American people ashamed? Absolutely not. Hey, man, we got another candidate in cycle, man. He's in their pocket and everybody knows it. He's a part of the problem and so is she. But you know what? We don't want to take the time out of our own little selfish lives. We want someone else to fix our problems because we want to go in and we want to go on in our sin. That's what we want to do. Hey, so folks, go ahead and keep heaping up wrath unto judgment because that's exactly what you're doing. And by the way, you're not doing it to those that tell you the truth. You're doing it to yourselves. What a disgrace. I mean, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of men and women who have fought, bled, and died to preserve this great nation since then. Hey, folks, but the good news is you can turn the dial and listen to someone else magnify the problems as they praise the wicked, rather than giving you the resolve. No, we don't want resolve. We love it the way it is. Matter of fact, now we're willing to overlook candidates that advocate what God condemns because we're now accomplices to the crime through our votes. And then we want to accuse Bradley Dean of things that he didn't say, just like they did his big brother, Jesus, when they were crucifying him. We'll put words into his mouth. We'll say things that he didn't say. I mean, what would our founders do in your position if they switched places with you today? If they had the opportunity to right the wrongs and fight against immorality and all forms of tyranny, how would they act? What would they do? I want to tell you what they would do. They did it. Would they have let these things get this bad? No way. Would they have tolerated these long train of abuses? Nope. The history of our founding forefathers is that they didn't put up with it. So history answers the question quickly enough. Absolutely not. See, John Adams, the second president of the United States, wants to leave you with this. Though his gift still speaketh. Posterity, you will never know how much it costs the present generation to preserve your freedoms. I hope you will make a good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it. Then when someone comes out and speaks on their behalf, namely that of Christ, what we want to do is we want to say everything but what he said. For example, this is my last article, friends, American Chameleons Clinging to Trump, okay? Regardless of who the candidate is. And this is all based off of what John Locke said, one of our founders. We people are like chameleons. We take our hue and the color of our moral character from those who are around us. What kind of people do we have around us that we would say such things as this? One guy said, ding, 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 you lament the problem, then unwittingly offer the cause. To wit, I want you to listen to those that are unwilling and cowardice, too cowardice to pick up the phone and say it on the radio. This is their feedback. These have failed to read the Word of God for themselves, which was a quote in my last article. There's a reason so many different denominations exist, and they are numerous chameleons. Vast number of interpretations, often contradictory. Interestingly, you lament religious leaders speaking to me. You lead their ignorant flocks astray, saith Bradley. You insist your postings of scripture verses somehow qualifies you to be the new leader. Wait a second. He who the Lord sends speaketh forth his words. This individual goes on, don't believe in the scriptural interpretation of others. Read them for yourselves. Folks, in other words, go ahead through something called deconstructionism and interpret scripture for yourself. You don't need someone else to tell you what it says. You know what? I want to tell you this. And again, it was Martin Luther that rightly said, without the reference of cross, the cross of Jesus Christ, you will not understand scripture. That's exactly right. See, like back in the hippie era in the 60s, they talk about free love and free grace. Yep, it's all crossless. Grace to them and love to them is do what you want to do, which is the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. God said, thou shalt not, that's love. This person goes on, another note, it seems you and another individual have been sharing thoughts. Neither of you, though, have expressed any evidence whatsoever that Trump's candidacy is somehow part of the elitist grand scheme. One is hard-pressed to assert how a man who confronts immigration, trade, and stupid wars is a part of their agenda. Folks, see what they're doing? They're straining at the neck to swallow the camel. I'm simply, let me reiterate the point, telling you to tear away lawfully down the establishment, the corrupt establishment system that gives you options cycle after cycle after cycle, setting the illusion that they are legitimate candidates when in fact they're not the people's picks. That's what I've always said. Here's another one. Let me compare for your choice who we have in November. Lying, crooked, murdering, for sale, the highest bidder above the law, criminal, Muslim, importing, no border, language or culture, gun-grabbing, politically correct, anti-Christian Hillary. Okay? Versus self-made billionaire who wants to keep our country safe, stops illegal aliens, builds a fence to keep our border safe, limits on importing Muslims until they are vetted properly, supports Second Amendment, free speech, and religious rights, Donald J. Trump. Well, that's your choice. This individual said, choose wisely because you only, one of them will try to make America great again, and it's not Hillary. You can't. Hey, folks, you can't make this stuff up. Here, let me go back to this comment, if I might. Lying, crooked, murdering, for sale to the highest bidder, above the law, criminal, Muslim, importing, no border, language or culture, gun-grabbing, politically correct, anti-Christian Hillary. Now, does this not prove my point to a T? They, America, you know who Hillary Clinton is, and you know the fruit of her corrupt tree, yet you allow her to stay at large. You allow her to continuously be used by special interest foreign countries to destroy your country. America, you are responsible for Hillary's lying, crooked, murdering, for sale to the highest bidder, above the law, criminal, Muslim, importing, no borders, language or culture, gun-grabbing, politically correct, anti-Christian Hillary Clinton. She's been doing this for 40 years. She's been doing this for 40 years. Is it not prove my point, America, that you're unwilling to deal with the corruption in your government and take on an ad, folks, in exchange, one tyrant for another? And isn't it interesting? They never defend Scripture. They just attack he who brings forth the message. They shoot the messenger. Before I get to the next one, I'm going to take Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Mr. Brad.
Mr. Brad.
I didn't get impatient with you. The phone went dead, I guess. The evil doesn't want good men to talk.
That's right. What do you got, Tom?
The folks are mad at you, huh?
Oh, hey, dude, it fires me up, and you know what? This is the problem that we have in our country. Everybody knows it, but they're unwilling to take responsibility for the position that we're in. And I thought it would be so fitting to go back and look at what would it be like if we had 30 minutes with our founding forefathers and show them what they bestowed upon us and what we have made out of it. And this goes back to that statement that I make quite a bit, Tom. Look what the grown-ups have done with America, and yet they fail to take responsibility. They want to blame somebody else, and yet what they want to do is they want to listen to another conservative talk or a professing Christian, talk about all the problems in our country, and then act like one man can actually bring about the resolve that only we can bring about under God.
I'm more concerned about what we're going to say to our God when we stand before Him, and if we don't act. That's what I'm concerned about. As for the founding fathers, I would say, you know what? I wish you guys would have named the Constitution for what you based it on and put the Lord's name in there somewhere other than when you dated the thing. You know,
he did. Tom, I'm going to pull you over to the next segment. Hang on one second.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Greetings, I'm Ron Strom, commentary editor for WND.com. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Bradley Dean for the vital work he does through his radio show, Sons of Liberty. I think of Bradley Dean as a biblical patriot on steroids.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We got Tom out of Baltimore on the line with us right now. Tom, go ahead. What were you saying right before the last segment, my friend?
Well, I was answering your question about what I would say to the founders, and that is that I wish you guys would have called the documents what they were based on, and that is the Word of God. You only put them in there one time, and that is when you dated the thing. The people say Christ is not mentioned in anywhere in the Constitution. They're wrong. And yep. When they sign their papers, when were they signed? The year of our Lord. Whose Lord? Well, yep. We know what that date is, and everyone else does, too. But they could have mentioned them in the beginning as well and made it clear that it wasn't anything to say you must abide by this religion, because let's face it, I think we all know, you don't come to the Lord by force. It's a choice. That's what's so wonderful about it. Listen, we're going to be ruled by the blade of man or by the Word of God.
That's right.
And by the Word of God, we're free, because it's our choice. We can be evil. He gives us that choice. That's what's great about it. And who doesn't want to be free and make that choice? Do you want a blade at your throat? Because that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, well, you've already got it.
Of course
we
do.
I mean, you've literally have already got that in this country. I mean, we have far surpassed anything our forefathers would have suffered. We have so far surpassed it. I mean, we have, and I said it during the last couple segments, you have a president assailing you. You have a president committing the act of treason. You have a president entertaining America's sworn enemies, and not from just one country. You have a president stealing away your tax dollars, aiding other countries in the destruction of yours. What is it that, hey, you know, you just said something, you know, I wish it was more blatant. Hey, let me say it this way, Tom. It can't be more any blatant. Just as the sun is. Because everywhere I go, hey, you know, even when we're talking about our general principles of Christianity, by the way, John Adams said that. He said the general principles upon which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. He said, I will avow that I believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and as immutable, unchangeable, as the existence and attributes of God. I mean, when I go to the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, I can go into the Supreme Court. There is something right in front of my face. I mean, these people that cannot see our foundations for what they are, these are the people that could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. But when I go inside of the Supreme Court, just in Minnesota here, I see a huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law. And you know what it says on the way out, Tom? It's a quote by John Locke. He said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. Whose law? God's law, God's government, every state preamble.
Another president of our United States said, the Bible is the book upon which this republic rests. We could quote these people all day.
Exactly.
Right. When
exactly.
did they turn away so completely as to take the Ten Commandments down from that one court building? I think that was a pivotal point where I just knew something terrible had happened.
You're talking about Judge Moore in Alabama?
Yeah.
You're talking about Judge Moore. I'm going to tell you something. Nothing terrible happened out of that, my friend. Judge Moore's a friend of ours. That shot his ministry. It launched his ministry nationwide. That is one man that you do not want to get in the ring with. And they're finding this out once again, that if they're looking for a fight, this is the wrong guy. And he understands that if you don't bow, you don't burn. And Nebuchadnezzar soon enough will acknowledge the God of Abraham. And so will America, either under its blessings or under its curses. Because judgment is reigning in this country. So, you know, some people can say, well, we're just going to have to wait until judgment day to see what God's going to do. No. It's already reigning, America. It's already reigning judgment. He is showing you now. He is speaking loud and clear.
I was admonished today by a guy from a liberal think tank. I asked him, I said, you know, do you think we could find common ground? After all, I think it's pretty clear, and it's even got the right name. You've got half the country, basically, who want a Democratic government. And we want, the other half wants the republic. Now, let's not fight about it. Let's be civilized. Doesn't it make sense? Just like when the horse parted from the wagon got its own engine, they went their separate ways. They were together in the beginning, but naturally they grew apart. Let's split the country up. I don't want to force you to do things my way. Do things the way you want. You want government, you want statutes, you want codes. You want someone to cradle you from the time you're born to the time you die, that's fine. We want our liberty, and we want common law the way our founders wanted, the framers of the Constitution and our God. Now,
yep.
He said, you know what, let me think about that. And then he hung up the phone and said, you know what, the days of slavery, I think we tried that, it's over with. He just did not see anything that I was talking about, and I think he did that on purpose. They want mm-hmm. to control us. They don't want an amicable solution. They want to control us, and that's why this will never work. We can't force them to do it our way, and they will never take us away from our God.
That's exactly right. And here's the other thing. You're not dealing with a rational enemy. You're not dealing with a rational people. When you speak of the Democratic Party, you already know as well as I do, and this is happening right in front of our eyes in America today, that you are dealing with lawless criminals that are willing to do what they have to do to get into power so they can control through totalitarian methods. And the American people still are partying it up, acting like it's a big game. And in fact, it's not. You're being enslaved day after day. And Tom, I totally appreciate your phone call. I will give you the last 10 seconds because I like what you're on right now, so you go for it.
Let me leave you with this because I think it's the most important issue. You know, we cannot stand by any longer without doing something about the killing of the babies. Listen, you can't turn away from the evidence. It's clear by scientific methods and by the word of God. We've got to take some action. We cannot let it go on or we'll burn.
Amen. Amen. In this life. I appreciate your phone call as always, Tom from Baltimore. Again, we thank you. Tom from Baltimore, thank you very much for your call. Now, he wasn't talking that way, but of course on the East Coast, that's kind of their little slang, isn't it, Sam? My son's looking at me right now like, Dad, come on. Okay, so, hey, folks, going back to one of the things that Tom had actually brought up was at the end of the Constitution of the United States, it says, done in convention by the unanimous consent of the state present the 17th day of September in the year of our Lord, 1787. Most people talk out of school when they talk about the Constitution. And, well, you know, it doesn't say God in there. No. Wait a second. Let's go to the seedbed, the Declaration of Independence, right? It brings forth his name how many times? Four times. Okay, we know who he's talking about, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because we know that we receive our rights given unto us by our Creator as they sought the supreme judge, right? And they also look for divine providence to protect them. And folks, going back to the laws of nature and nature's God, that's how you start off the Declaration of Independence. And again, folks, if people are denying that we're a Christian nation, it's as I said to Tom, you can transport them to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Because if there's a God, then that means that God demands something of them and they don't want to have to give up self-will to serve God. You know, until after the fact, and that's usually how it goes. But in saying that, friends, going back to, you have 30 minutes, how are you going to respond to the facts given to our forefathers? What are you going to say to them for where we're at today? They're going to look at America and they're going to say, this is not the country that we have bestowed upon you. This is not the country that we sacrificed so much to give you. They're going to look at government today and they're going to say, this isn't the constitutional republic that we established. They're going to be able to earmark, they're going to be able to identify corrupt politicians at the drop of a hat, because keep in mind, they threw off corruption from across the sea. But again, what are the American people doing today, friends? They're trying to justify themselves. They're trying to hand over responsibility to one man to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves, to their own everlasting shame. Here's another comment from my last article, which just went up yesterday. Dean is the type to blab a lot and say nothing. What does he suggest? Nothing. Well, what does he support? Who knows? Just another sour grapes, sanctimonious, holier than Jesus, neo-Pharisee, in spite of how much he denies it. He will spend the next 4 years writing columns and whining if the Hildebeest wins. Hey, folks, honestly, to those that have this type of mindset, listen, you're a major part of the problem. You got both fingers in your ears and you got both toes over your eyes. And if you had two more feet, they would be both sticking in your mouth. You're pathetic. Is really what you come down to is you're pathetic. You're good for nobody. You're anti-American. If you're not a part of the answer, you're a part of the problem. And you can see these comments. You're a part of the problem. I mean, and it goes on and on and on. And again, not one of them, friends, not a one of them acknowledges or defends Scripture. And it shows you who they serve. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work. They're reprobates. They don't have the Spirit of Christ. So if that applies to you, I strongly suggest that you get before God and repent for your sins. I'm in all sincerity, I mean what I say. All right? Folks, talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. See ya.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.